Blackie and Emma.
I want that guy's baby.
Who does this, you know? That's Fruit Loop.
Yeah, mate, it's awesome, mate.
Oh, my gosh, are you serious?
Oh, my God, you're a jerk.
People like you make it bad for all the other young people.
So embarrassing.
You speak from the heart. You speak the truth.
I love your show.
Oh, my God.
Dangerously Live on DAB Radio and the Listener app all over Australia. I can tell you got beat energy. This is Mikey and Emma on R&B Fridays Radio. 3, 2, 1, and I'm
on. Welcome to the Mikey and Emma podcast. We are all ready to get into another potty with you. And I don't know about this one, Emma.
What?
Might upset a few women. We're doing a hot or not.
Yeah.
And it's all about women's faces. All right? Your face.
My face.
No, women.
Your face, he points to me and starts wiggling his finger around in a
all
circle.
All women. So it's going to be a dicey one. Stand by for that.
Also, why experts say it's totally normal to cry after sex.
Normal to cry after sex. Okay.
Yeah.
Plus the honesty box where we have to answer your honest questions and DM denied all the nasty shit we get sent to our DM. Stand by. The Mikey and Emma podcast is on.
So this is what the truth feels like.
Mikey and Emma's honesty box.
The honesty box is where you send in all your invasive questions and we have to answer honestly, no passes. So
yep.
It can be about work, it can be about our personal lives, whatever. We can't say next question. We have to answer it.
Our producer Maddie goes through all the questions on our DMs. Just look up Mikey and Emma on our socials if you want to send us one. Maddie, you got to hit us. Here we go.
All right. Davey asks, what's the worst celebrity you've ever interviewed?
Oh. You know, there's one that tops the list because we've interviewed like hundreds of celebrities over the time that we've worked together.
Yeah.
But the standout is Flo Rida.
You always say that one.
But he is.
What annoyed you about Flo Rida?
He turned up really late and then demanded breakfast and then wouldn't take his, like he wouldn't do the interview until he had breakfast, which he said he must have on the roof.
Fair enough.
So we waited like basically 2 hours for this guy to rock up and eat. And then when we were in the interview, he didn't take his sunnies off, so we couldn't like connect with him at all.
You've got a real problem with people wearing sunnies inside, don't you?
It is so rude. I don't give a shit how much of like a famous rapper you are. But he did that and then was one word answers for every question. It was closed off. He clearly didn't want to be there.
Yep.
Like, this is your job, mate. Rock up and spend 5 minutes being on.
Okay, she doesn't like Flo Rida. The answer to your question was Flo Rida. You can call us in with your questions as well. 1-300-161-006. And Chris has done that. What's your question, man?
Yeah, no, you just asked, what profession would you not date? And probably wouldn't date a prostitute. Just don't think I could get around that. And yeah, you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What profession would we not date? I get that. I mean, it sounds awful, but I wouldn't date a sex worker or a stripper.
I mean, sex workers still need love.
Yeah, just not from me. That's fine.
Yeah, and that's fine. Everyone has their, like, no-go zones.
Well, who would you not date? What job have they got and you wouldn't date them?
I wouldn't date someone in the army. Because I need someone to be, like, super
sorry
available.
To all our veterans.
No, like, and I admire what you do, of course. And I actually have quite a few friends that have dated or are still with guys from the army.
And they're hot.
It's hard, man. Like
they're
away a lot.
There's no war on at the moment.
Constantly worried.
Oh, Ukraine. Yeah,
yeah, you're constantly worried about when they do go out on assignment. It's like top secret, so they can't tell you what's going on. You don't know if they're still alive, like all that kind of stuff. It's just like it's too nervy for me, and I want someone to snuggle with at night.
Okay,
I'm one of those annoying chicks that wants to spoon all the time.
No army for you.
Yeah, what about you?
Well, I agree with the sex worker one, but probably an influencer. Like,
but they're hot. I thought you'd say an influencer would be your dream girlfriend.
No, I dated one who was like a micro influencer, and she was annoying.
Was
photos
she,
here, photos
was she,
here. Well, she got some
she
free
was like
shit.
A,
yeah,
a wannabe.
Yeah,
straggler influencer.
But you're constantly taking their photos, and like, I'm the star, you know, not you.
Oh.
And one more question from Maddie.
Madison asks, "Is there anything you've never told your parents?"
There is one thing that I've never, like, admitted to my parents because they're so anti-smoking.
Oh, you
and
said this
I
the other day.
I don't smoke now. I don't vape. I don't do any of that stuff. But there was a period of my life for, like, 2 years, I reckon, that I, like, smoked pretty much every day.
Yeah, and you said the other day that they never knew that.
They never knew, and I would never, like, I would never admit it.
But why would it make you an adult? Who
I know.
Cares?
I'm a grown up who's married with my own child now.
So why
and I
does
still
it...
don't. Because they're so anti. I know it would be a disappointment.
They're a bunch of zeros, aren't they? Who's so anti smoking?
There's heaps of so anti smoking.
Like you could not like it, but you're
like to the point where my mum, like we'd walk to the bus stop when we were kids and someone would be like, you're allowed to smoke on the street.
Do what you want.
We'd be walking and mum would go,
she's annoying. I've had that. I once had a woman, when I was smoking, and I'm walking down the street and I smoked, and she goes, "Eh." She goes, "You're going to die." And I said, "Look at you, you old thing. You'll die before me." Ooh. Well, it pissed me off. That's rude. Don't
but
tell people they're going to die.
Can you see now why I don't want to, like, I would never.
Well, I think we should then.
What?
I think we should call your mum.
No, we're not going to call mum. I literally just told you no.
Okay. Well, I found a number off producer Maddie, so we're going to call through. I'll get the ball rolling. Does she pick a phone up to random numbers?
No, she used to have a whistle. She'd blow the whistle and if she didn't...
Oh, shit, I'm taking my headphones off. Come on, Mum.
She's screening us.
I think she is. Have they got the home phone?
We she also sometimes just doesn't answer because she only hears her phone on the last ring and then she goes to answer, but she hits hang up instead of answer.
Oh, Brenda, it's Mike E, your daughter's, whatever I am, radio guy. And hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I've got Emma here with me.
Hi, Mum.
And
hi.
Emma needs to tell you something. Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting in the car, actually.
Ah, okay.
Well, you can't go anywhere now.
No? Well, Emma, tell your mum what you need to tell her.
I don't want to. I told you I didn't want to do this.
She needs to
hear.
What
are you doing? What are you doing?
You need to confess, Emma.
Oh, Mum, can you promise you won't be upset with me?
What are you doing?
She's not doing anything now.
No, it's what I have done in the past that you don't know about.
Some skeleton from the closet, is it?
It
is.
And she needs to have a good relationship with you, which she already does.
Yeah, we
do.
We have an open, honest relationship.
Open and honest, bro.
I just don't think Mum needs to know this.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, I feel sick.
Oh, come on. What is it? You're making me worried now.
Mm. Okay, so, like, a long time ago, not now, but a long time ago, Mum, I used to... smoke. It was for like 2 years I smoked.
Cigarettes.
Okay.
Not marijuana cigarettes.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Because Emma tells me you guys are quite the anti-smoking family. You're not a fan of the old cancer sticks. How do you feel about your beautiful young daughter with a beautiful clean lungs lighting up and just sitting there chaining away?
I'm surprised.
Are you? So
yeah,
I thought you might
Sorry,
have had
Mum.
An inkling, you know, because sometimes you can smell it on them, but you had no idea.
No, I never did. She must have had nice, strong chewing gum or something.
So, Mum, are you upset?
I suppose I'm disappointed. I'm surprised. I'm mostly surprised.
Do you think Dad will be upset
about it? Yeah. What about Dad?
Oh, interesting. I'll have to, when he comes back to the car, I'll have to, I'll tell him.
Did you... Like, Emma, it was a pack a day, she told me, and just constant.
It was not a pack a day.
What are you talking about?
No,
now that is...
Okay, but I do have to admit that on nights out, I definitely go through one whole pack.
Yeah, big
You're
night out.
You're joking.
Yeah.
A whole pack, just you.
Yeah.
It's quite common.
Emma?
Look at Mikey's laughing and smiling like, oh yeah, she did.
Now you're getting the reaction you wanted, Mikey.
She smoked with me. She made me start smoking. I never smoked until I met Emma.
Please.
I don't believe that.
Exactly.
No, okay,
who do you think the bad influence is between us two?
That's not true. But I didn't start her. She came back from Japan. Blame the Japanese. They all smoke over there.
No, do you know what it was?
Oh, was it in Japan, Emma?
Yeah, do you know who it was, though, that got me into it, Mum?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't like him anyway, did you?
Their ex-boyfriend.
not surprised.
Oh, okay.
Well, do we feel better now? Emma, do you feel better?
I mean, not overly, mate. No.
Right.
I feel better that, like, Mum isn't, like, angry. And she didn't pull the line, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed. Because
can you
that
say
would
the
put
following
me back
line?
Into, like,
I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
There you go.
Oh my God, it makes me shrink into my own soul.
Thanks for taking our call.
All right.
Sorry, Mum.
Okay, Emma, I'm glad you don't smoke anymore.
No, I'm very healthy now, Mum.
You don't have any more confessions. You don't have any more smoking confessions.
Next week, you get to hear about Emma's heroin addiction.
Mikey and Emma, dangerously live on R&B Fridays Radio.
Well, everyone is watching Maths now. It's back. The first dinner party is on tonight, by the way, and Harrison will join us live tomorrow morning. But obviously, if you're single, you don't get to go on the show. Not everyone does. So how do you meet someone? Our controversial dating and relationship coach, Jake Maddox, says online dating is the best and only way to meet someone, and he joins us now.
What about all the other ways that you can meet people?
It is the best. Statistically, highest probability is the best by far. Yes, there are other places you can meet at hobby, school, university, work.
Mutual friends.
All this other rubbish.
Rubbish.
The chance of you meeting your ideal partner online is double all the others.
Mate, that has just blown our mind. I didn't know that. I honestly thought that, you know, sometimes it can be a waste of time. But you're telling me if you're single, the best way to meet a new partner is to download the apps.
The best by far. But another thing to remember, some people are on apps for a long time and they have no idea what they're doing. You got to make sure your profile looks half decent. If you don't put any effort in and it looks terrible, you're not going to get any dates and you're wasting your time. You got to do it right.
Okay, so if you're doing online dating right with the right profile and swiping to the right people and, you know, got all your filters set and everything, that is the best way to meet someone instead of going to a bar.
Easily, tenfold better.
Okay, and you deal with a lot of women, and I've known a lot of chicks that, and they're gorgeous, like the real hot ones, that don't get it. They think it's like, I'm sure you know them, Jake. They're like, oh, I don't want to do online dating. Have you got to, like, talk people into doing it?
I do. Well, I don't really have to talk them. I just say you're going to do it.
I tell them to do it.
Why do you think people are hesitant if you think it's the best way to meet people?
A lot of people think it's like they go, Tinder's just for hooking up and all this sort of stuff. They got these misconceptions about it, but it's the only way.
What do you think is the best app, like, that gets the most matches and the best quality matches?
Yeah, so statistically, out of the thousands I've coached, Tinder's been the best, and then probably Hinge, Bumble, and then eHarmony.
Isn't that funny about Tinder? Because I stopped using it because I thought it was just trash and all the, like, meth heads were on there, but Tinder's still good.
Tinder, I've helped so many people achieve 10 out of 10s on Tinder. If your profile's set up properly and you look like a high-value person, and you get high-value dates, you'll smash it.
Okay, there we go. And, okay, what about the people that still want to meet at a bar or through friends? I mean, can it be a good idea or just no?
You can give it a shot, but it's like digging a swimming pool with a shovel. It's going to take you a long time, and you're going to get a sore back.
And is that the reason is it's just you're limiting your options and you're also, like, hoping that these people are single and stuff like that?
Correct. You're limiting your options. You're just going with the flow. It's going to take a long time. It's painful. It's really the dumbest way.
No, the dumbest way to meet someone is in person. You heard it here with Jake Maddox.
Live everywhere on the Listener app. Download it and search R&B Fridays Radio.
I'm hot cause I'm fly. You ain't cause you not. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot.
Hot or not?
Yeah, the hot or not's on me today. Yep. I am seriously considering drastically changing my appearance, and it's all because I got a complex about a comment that was made in DM Denied last week.
Gee, Emma, you're looking old. And wearing the same fit every day ain't helping.
And now I am considering, even though I've always said it's not for me, I'm considering getting Botox in my neck to get rid of, because I've noticed that there are, like, two tiny lines there.
The thing is, though, we're asking Botox hot or not.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Yeah, vote right now, 1-300-161-006. Love to hear from you. Botox hot or not? Simone.
Hot. Yeah, well, I actually got it done when I first had my son two years ago.
Yeah. Right.
And I actually didn't tell my partner I was going to get it done because his opinions on it was like, he thinks of, like, those people with, like, the huge duck lips and stuff.
Yeah, like, a lot of guys don't get it, right? They think Botox is filler. And it's not.
Yeah. And then so I was like, well, I'm going to go get it done anyway because I looked old, I guess. I felt old, and then I got it, and then a couple of weeks later he was like, oh, you look fresh in a way.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. So all up, now you've done it, Does your partner like it? He thinks it's hot now?
Yeah, like when I say I'm getting it, he goes, oh, like he rolls his eyes. But then, like, I'm not complaining about how old I look anymore. So I guess so.
Yeah, so there's no more nagging and you look fresher, apparently.
Yeah. Nelly, hi.
Hot. I got my first lot of Botox about a week ago and I absolutely love it. I haven't even got the full effect, so it takes about a week for it to actually kick in fully.
Yep.
And it's amazing. Like, I feel 1,000 times better than myself. Like, there's zero downtime or next to no downtime. It stings for about a second. Like, there's just so many positives. I wish I'd done it sooner. I'm 30. I've got 2 kids.
Yeah.
I wish I'd done it sooner. Okay. I want to try it.
Is it looking natural? Like, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't tell. And, like, not even my partner can tell. So
I know that people are saying it's hot. I'm going to have to sit on it for a little bit longer.
And you know what? Don't even tell anyone. Because as Simone, our first caller, said just before that, if you do it, don't even tell me. And then one day you can just be like, do I look fresher?
Does my neck look more youthful to you?
Look, it's either Botox or start wearing a turtleneck. I don't know, mate.
Mikey and Emma, dangerously live on R&B Fridays Radio. It goes down in the field.
DM denied.
DM denied. These are all the hate-filled messages. You send them to our Instagrams. You send them to Mikey and Emma Facebook page on TikTok. You leave mean comments underneath videos and photos, and we don't read them, but we read them out on air.
Yeah, well, our producer does, in fact. She comes in here to hurt our feelings. Maddie goes through all of them, and you're ready to go this week?
I am. Favourite part of the week?
Yeah.
All right, Steve says, can Emma show a little more chest? She doesn't share enough.
DM denied.
Well, really, that's just because I don't have enough.
Show a little more chest.
You know, often I look at
through the radio as well.
Yeah. Often I look at women who have, like, boobs. I was just going to say jugs. I don't know why.
Norks.
Norks.
Yeah.
And I'm like they've got this beautiful cleavage. Like, how would I be if I had cleavage? Would I be like a cleavage exposer or would I not be?
You, there's nothing to you. You'd topple over if you had big tits.
I would.
Tits. Do we like tits? What else we got?
George says Mikey has kindergarten writing.
DM denied.
Yeah, we had a photo up where we had to compare our handwriting for
National Handwriting Day.
What a day to celebrate.
What was more offensive to me is that some people thought that your writing was mine because there was a smiley face. Please.
Oh, really? Okay.
That is not my writing.
Guys don't have good handwriting. It's a bit feminine to have good handwriting. Like, if you ever seen a bloke with really good handwriting, you'd
nice
be like,
cursive.
Yeah, yeah. Guys don't. Am I right? So
it's true.
I'm not offended, George.
Yeah. Every guy looks like he's either a doctor or a kindergarten teacher.
Yep. And that's the way it should be. What else we got?
Chris says Emma wears f***ed up pants.
DM denied.
What's wrong with your pants?
Which pants?
I have many. Do we know?
So this was on a video. You were wearing your red leather.
Oh, the pleather ones.
They're not even real leather.
They're like burgundy PVC. I love them.
No, he's right. That's f***ed up. Why don't you get real leather? Get real leather.
Matt says, you clearly didn't get the memo, girls. If you got the memo, you'd be naked.
DM denied.
Why? So he just wants all the chicks here to be naked, or what's the deal?
This is another photo that was on our Facebook page. Is this the one of you and me, Maddie, where we were both wearing brown, like, tank tops and jeans with white sneakers, and we had our hair up the same way?
We rocked up to work identical.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he wants you to be naked.
Apparently.
Matt, okay, who... Do you know that's even, like, not even a man would do this? Who just wakes up in the morning and goes, I'm going to rock up to work naked.
Filthy hippie chicks.
You'd get arrested on the spot, man. You'd also get fired.
And one more DM denied. Go on, make it bad.
Dob says, Emma has the potential to make it big in radio, but Mikey is just holding her back. There is a difference between cockiness and confidence. Hashtag Team Emma.
DM denied.
Yeah, righto, mate. Righto, mate. You want to listen to this show we just heard talking? Jesus.
It'd be like us behind the scenes where Mikey's just like, yeah.
Yeah, and then, and by the way,
I do appreciate the Team Emma comments.
And there is no difference between cockiness and confidence.
Oh, my God. Really?
No. Well, I don't get the difference.
Well, therein lies the problem.
Live everywhere on the Listener app. Download it and search R&B Fridays Radio. What you say, what you say, what you say,
what did you say? What you say, this is where I bring you a brand new word or phrase that you can slip into your vocab right now and start using. And this one today, Mikey, has actually been instigated by a couple of celebrities, Miley Cyrus and Shakira. in particular.
Well, we know what's happened with Shakira, that big breakup. The guy was cheating with a jam jar or whatever it was. Not with the jam jar.
Oh, okay, what's the name for those people?
The penis in jars. I don't know if there is a name.
Yeah, there's people that like inanimate objects.
Oh, right. I can't remember. Yeah. Well, that's
there's
not what happened,
though.
There's
a term for it, but that isn't what happened. The jam jar incident that you're referring to is the fact that Shakira, like the little thing that she found out that he was cheating was the fact that no one in their household ate jam. And then she came home from, I don't know, being away for work or something, and there was an empty jam jar in the fridge. And she's like, what bitch has been staying in my house?
I still think you can look her in the eyes and say, I suddenly like jam. Get over it. It's not the most crazy thing in the world. But anyway, that's how we got caught.
So and then she, you know, she dropped a song and like one of the lines is like, you traded a Rolex for a Casio. Like, big dig there.
Yeah.
And then Miley released her song Flowers on Liam Hemsworth's birthday.
Right, yeah. It's all about I'm better off without you.
Yeah, I can love myself better than you can. Yeah. It's also the MAFS theme song this year.
It is, isn't it? That's why it's in my head, yeah.
Okay, so what they've sparked is a dating trend called dating Renaissance.
So the Renaissance was in the olden days.
Yeah, okay, but Renaissance literally means rebirth in French.
Okay, we're learning French today on Mikey and Emma.
So they're choosing to be single. They're leaving a relationship that doesn't serve them anymore.
Someone's cheating or someone's not good enough or whatever.
Or you're just not being treated the way you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. You think and you know that you can do better and you can do it better on your own, not even with someone else, but like on your own.
Yep.
So experts have weighed in and said being single is better than being in a relationship that isn't meeting your needs. People are consciously making a decision to be single, with the majority of people being more mindful and intentional in how and when they date.
Yep, well, that's dating Renaissance,
It's like empowering. Mm. Shakira and Miley are empowering women to leave the relationships that do not serve them anymore.
Okay, it is a chick thing. I feel like chicks overwhelmingly leave relationships more. It's not working for you, you're not happy. Guys are too lazy. Like, I've been in relationships where I hate her.
Oh, my God.
But
there's
I'm too
one
lazy.
In particular where you hated her so much.
Yeah, but,
you and know. I had to hear about it for like 6 months. Mm. And I told you repeatedly, bro, just leave.
Yeah, but it's
leave.
Effort. Breaking up with someone's effort. Whereas you girls seem to like, I don't know, enjoy it or something. But men won't do it. I know men that are married that hate their wife.
Really? They genuinely hate.
They hate her. But we're too lazy to leave. It's easier to hate than it is to leave.
Mm. See, for a woman, it's very exciting to leave because, like, who knows what's on the horizon for us, whereas you guys, like, spiral into a deep, dark depression and think, we don't know how to start all over again.
We don't know how to do washing up and stuff. So
know her favourite colour and her favourite movie and stuff.
So there you go. Dating Renaissance is for chicks only, yeah?
I can't imagine you saying, hey, Emma, I've decided I am beginning my dating Renaissance.
No. Mikey and Emma, dangerously live on R&B Fridays Radio.
If you've ever felt sad after having sex with your partner, you're not weird. You could be suffering from post-sex blues. To tell us more about it is clinical psychologist and sex and intimacy coach Dr. Laurie Beth Bisbee. Hi, Dr. Laurie.
Hello.
Hello.
Why would people feel sad after having sex with their partner?
Well, there's a variety of reasons. Sometimes sex triggers negative memories. So if people have had trauma around sex previously, even when the sex is good, they can find themselves overwhelmed. Sometimes it's really just a release of emotion from an intense experience. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily that they're feeling sad, they just burst into tears. And then they start trying to figure out why. But it's just like a peak experience. It's like sometimes people laugh at things that aren't funny.
Oh, like at a funeral. You've heard of people doing that. They just, they don't know how to handle. So you're saying some people don't know how to handle a happy emotion?
Yeah.
And sometimes, and also if you've got a bunch of pent up emotion that you haven't been expressing, sex with a partner is a safe space. You have a wonderful experience and it can lower that ability to keep that emotion inside.
Okay. Can it be something that's not related to the relationship? Like, what if you've got pent-up frustration from work or, like, a relationship with a friend?
Be related to the relationship. In fact, often it's got nothing to do with your partner.
Right. Okay. Okay. And is it men and women? I must admit, I have not cried after sex. If anything, I've kind of gone, woo, I finally had it.
Did it.
Yeah.
So it is men and women. Apparently, there's been some recent research that said about 20% of men Okay. Find themselves crying after sex.
Guys aren't just suffering from post-sex blues. Specifically, guys are crying after sex.
Yeah.
Well, 20% is a lot. That's like one in five.
It is. And are there different reasons why men and women cry? Like, could it be a performance issue with a guy? Could it be crying at how bad he performed?
I imagine it could be. I mean, I think people don't usually know the reason they're upset.
Yeah.
They can go and explore it. And if it happens often, then I say to people, listen, go and explore that if it's happening a lot. If it happens like a one-off, just like if you're having performance problems, if that's a try and figure it out.
Okay.
Don't focus too much any energy on it.
Okay, so what can we do about it? Or is it not a problem?
I think people make it a bigger problem than it is.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's something that happens once in a while, I wouldn't worry about it. If it's something that's happening all the time, or if it's not just like kind of a burst of emotion and a little bit of sadness, but you're actually feeling sad for quite a while afterwards, then I would go and explore it with a therapist.
Yeah, okay. This is wild because, you know, when it happens to me, I'll cry during like a workout session.
Uh-huh.
When I'm, again, exerting a lot of energy, when I would cry about things that are unrelated to the actual session itself. It'd be something that I've been thinking about that day or that's bothering me that week.
Yeah, and then you get it out. Is that similar?
Yeah, I mean, it can be. It's that kind of peak experience energy. The more intense the experience, the more likely you are to have express other emotions.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, really interesting stuff. Hasn't happened to me, which probably means I'm not putting enough effort in because I'm not exerting.
Care enough. But if you do cry every now and then, that's okay. Yeah. If you're crying a lot, then go see about it.
Thanks so much.
And if the blues are lasting, not just crying, but the blues are lasting, go and get some help.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Dr. Laurie Beth Bisbee, thanks so much. Really interesting
stuff
there.
Thanks, Dr. Laurie.
My pleasure.
All right, that is it for the Mike E and Emma podcast. Remember to hear us live weekday mornings on R&B Fridays Radio. You can get that channel on your listener app or DAB Radio in your car, and we are on every weekday morning.
On the next episode, there's something that my partner and I don't do together.
Don't do.
And I need to know, is our relationship doomed?
Oh, God.
I know it's a big call, but I think a lot of people do this and we don't. Is there something wrong with
us? Okay. All right. We'll get that. And I'll have another single guy tip helping out the single men picking up women because I am a guru.
Manipulation master.
Sure, whatever. We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.